Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and my wife, Dr. Donalyn Curry, was bringing a message and a word saying that the blessing will override all else. And you've got to see this for yourself because it's so very true. So we're going to pick up where she left off yesterday. We're continuing to find out about this blessing that overrides the curse. Let's join the service right now.
Romans 1:17, for it is in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. You are righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Did you know that you're an heir? You have to understand these promises. You have to understand the mindset, the view. It can't be a worldview. At the school, we do not teach a worldview. We teach a faith-based Christian perspective. So you can't look at this with worldview. It's foolishness to the world, what we're saying. But it's the empowering of the gospel to do anything. Faith doesn't make things easy. It makes things possible. Amen. In Romans 8 and 17, Paul says, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and so co-heirs, joint heirs, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory, according to the verse. And we share in sufferings, don't we? I'm telling you, sickness is not one of them. Sickness is not one of them. Jesus never shared in that. He took it for you. Amen. Big difference between sharing in that suffering and we both co-share. We're talking about the persecution of the gospel, people. We're not talking about sickness and disease or lack. He said that he became poor, that you might be made rich. Glory to God. I'm going to just touch on these text verses quickly, just for the sake of time. The term heir of God is emphasizing about our relationship to the Father. The heir relationship. That's what the emphasis is. Not gimme, gimme, my name is Jimmy. Oh, did somebody die and leave me something? Where's mine? I want mine. Who did that? Who did that? Who got an inheritance and says, I want it now? Put it up. It's Luke 15. I think it's there, Laura. Let's talk a little bit for a second about the view and the mindset of the prodigal. But I want you to understand what the power of the blood does. That's why you can't just teach them about my friend Jesus. You better teach them about he who shed his blood. Amen. The Lamb of God. Amen. The Lamb of God. The sacrifice for the sins of the world. Yeah. Mine and yours. Amen. Because without the blood, there's no righteousness. Right. You're not in right standing. Right. That covenant that's what ensures the promises. We're going to look at that up. We're going to look at that a little bit closer in a minute here. You're an heir. You have a father. Jesus, you're co-heirs in Christ Jesus. What he has, you have. So why are you settling? Because I'm telling you, you've been sent out into a warfare. And you got to look for those places where if you're losing 36 men, Joshua, he fell on his face and repented. He's like, this cannot be. It cannot be. I didn't say you're not in the oven, and I didn't say you wouldn't have to go through a few things, but you coming out. Glory to God. You're coming out, and you never will rise above your confession. If you say, well, look at this and look at that, you better not look to the left or the right. You better look, just keep your eyes fixed on God, because someone over here is burying this person and someone over here is burying that person. And you have to have empathy. You have to be very caring, but you'll not rise above your words. If that gets into you and you think, whoa, I'm next. He's next. She's what keeps Psalm 91 says, it shall not come nigh thee. Do you believe it? See, you believe it, you receive it, but sin consciousness will keep you from it. And I'm up here telling you that there's being words and curses and hexes, cantations, and all kinds of stuff that we uncovered recently, even about us. We had no idea. Do you actually think you have there's an idea that they send you a notification? I remember many times we'd come to the building and be dead animal sacrifices. See, they're shedding blood. They're over there. See, because there's something about that. We're going to talk about that in a minute in the Old Testament, what God called evil. There's a perversion. There's a mimicking, but there's only one eternal God, and the shed blood of his only begotten Son, and the sacrificial lamb, not just anything. And before that, they were doing sacrifices in order to get this, to wipe the sin off you. The idea of the sacrifice was to wipe the sin off you. Let's look at Luke 15. Looks real careful. Let's look at the prodigal real quick. So what does he do? You know the story for the sake of time. I think you might know it. If you don't, there it is. I want my inheritance now. He goes out and he spends it all. The next thing you know, he's out feeding hogs. And he makes a decision. Wow, it's better in my daddy's house than here. I'd rather be a servant in my daddy's house feeding his hogs than over here in a pig pen. So he wakes up, comes to himself, right? And he's going home. And the father, the Bible says, sees him from afar. And what does he do? He runs to him. He kisses him. Now, this is a type of Jesus, okay? And the father's love for you, for me. He grabs him. He kisses him. He says, come on, let's have a party. Let's celebrate. He said, get the best robe. Put the ring on his finger. Put the shoes on his feet. And let's get the calf. The best calf. And he's basically, what's the point of it? Because not only is he going to wipe the sin away of all that the prodigal had done, but now, watch this, it be through the blood of Jesus, it literally wipes and cleanses the brain cells of sin consciousness. You see, not just you did it and you got to live with it, live with your bad self. He says, as if you've never sinned, the sin consciousness becomes removed. I remember sometimes I was trying to think of some things that was sin in my life, and I couldn't even remember. I was like, what? It was sin, and I couldn't even remember. I couldn't remember if I wanted to. Do you know there's equipment right now? There's neuro stuff right now that literally trains for PTSD. Years ago, remember the crazy movies? They'd show the people getting the shock treatment. And what were they trying to do? They were trying to clean their memory. So now they have all different ways to do it, but they still do it. And they can train you. Like if you have an injury, they can train. They could put something on your knee, for example, and train the cells not to remember the trauma. Because your cells even remember the trauma, and they reconfigure things. That's what the anointing can do. The anointing is on the blood of Jesus, not only to wipe away the record, but to literally remove the memory, the trace, the stent of sin consciousness, as if you've never sinned. It literally goes into the brain cells and shifts you, changes you, giving you a new identity, a brand new metamorphosed identity. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The sons of God, Romans calls you. Sons and heirs. Sons of thunder. Glory to God. You should be shocked if 52 cents goes missing. How can it be? Glory to God. What are you expecting for? What are you believing for? We see some more scriptures up there about righteousness and heirs. You're rich. Write this down if you're taking notes or put it in your cell phone because this is true. Your rich inheritance comes in direct proportion to your new identity. So what was the inheritance for the Israelites? Well, it was the promised land. It was the Canaan. Canaan is the perfect system for God to bless them. It is a system of perfection that God has made. It's the illustration. It's a type of heaven. Everywhere you put your foot will prosper. And there's milk and honey, and everything's amazing. There's no lack. There's abundance, except for there's a giants. The giants live there. Isn't that right? That's the problem. But he says, don't be afraid of that problem. Because you have already given you the promised land. So here, what were they saying? What happens? You know, maybe you know the story where 12 spies go in and two come back saying something and 10 come back saying, we can't, we're not able because we're like grasshoppers in our own sight. And I want you to notice something here, that their own self image is what kept them out of the blessing, the promise, the riches, the healing, all of it. Yeah. What else can keep you? Because we already know who we are. It's a Word of Faith church. So what's keeping you from rising up? We said maybe your confession. You'll never rise above your confession. You better start saying, by his stripes, I walk in divine health. Who cares if people don't like it? Amen. That's what the word says. I decree it. I say, I have more than enough. My God is well able. He supplies all my needs. Yeah, but it looks like you're broke. You won't hear me say I'm broke because you'll never rise above what you say about your money. Yeah. Your money will not supernaturally just, you got to begin to decree it and say it and expect it. Begin to believe what you say. You'll have what you say. So one reason we don't see the blessing is because of our confession. Another reason right here, we see them because of their own self-image. The promised land was given to them, but because they said we don't think we're able to in our own sight, we're like little grasshoppers. We can't do it. You know, some people say, I've heard people say recently, yeah, but I'm at a disadvantage. You are not disadvantaged. You are just as advanced, that word advanced is in there. You are just as advantaged as any other person. Don't go by your age. Don't go by your skin. Don't go by your background. You are advantaged. You are not disadvantaged. You are have more than enough. You're a king's kid for God's sake. You're the king's kid. And the anointing that's on the blood of Jesus, that blood cleanses you, washes you, removes, transforms you into everything he said you are. That's why when we say this is my Bible. I have. You have. Stop trying to get it. Faith says now, whoever said it earlier, the now faith. Was it Ariel? Now faith. The promised land was Canaan. And where were they? They were still in the wilderness. That's where they were. I want you to understand it was their own disbelief. It was their own, they canceled themselves out because two said they could and two did. Amen. Here's the payoff of this. Here's the beautiful part of this. You see, when we're talking about work, I want you to start to redefine your viewpoint about even work. Because see, the blessing maketh rich and adds no sorrow. Okay, the blessing is like a favor magnet. The blessing causes you to always be triumphant. It's unexplainable, the blessing of God. So, but we see, we still want to work. We want to work, but you got to change your definition. See, my definition of work used to be, you know, like you lifting the bale of hay and you're pulling down, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, tedious type work, right? In terms of definition of work. But I want you to understand, the Bible says your labor is to rest.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good mid-country home-style cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family-owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday.